Welcome to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturer and Business Association, and it is my pleasure to welcome Kyle Buchholz, technology teacher and robotics advisor with McDowell High School, to today's program. Kyle, thank you for joining us, and a special thanks to both you and the Mill Creek School administrators and area manufacturers that have stepped up to create such an exciting opportunity for the students at McDowell. Kyle, we're really looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us today about this program. But before we get into that, if you would please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. This is actually my 16th year as a teacher at McDowell High School. And I have taught everything from wood shop to computer programming and now the opportunity to teach CNC manufacturing. I also have a wife and two children, and I'm happy to be here today.
Wonderful. Well, again, we're very excited to have you with us as well. Kyle, we've heard and we've had the opportunity to be part of this McDowell Manufacturing Academy, and just some amazing stuff, and I've had the opportunity to see it very early in the stages, and then just as recently as the open house that you guys hosted here just last week. Could you tell us a little bit about what is the McDowell Manufacturing Academy? And then the other question is, where did the idea come from?
Sure. Let's start with where did it come from? So we were actually at graduation about 3 years back, and we kept hearing the students being announced that they're entering the workforce. And we said to ourselves, what are we doing as a district to prepare these students when they leave high school? And we knew there was a huge need here in Erie. We've heard from the manufacturers that they need students that are workforce ready and trained in manufacturing. So we kind of combined those two about 3 years back, and we started the thought process. And then we had some help from Northwest IRC, Northwest Industrial Resource Center, to help us formulate this new program we have in place, which is McDowell Manufacturing. Which leads us to your other question is, what is McDowell Manufacturing? McDowell Manufacturing is a program where the students can come down and work one block a day, so 85, 90 minutes a day, in a state-of-the-art CNC lab where we are making real parts for real companies. The students are working on invoices. They're working on the QuickBooks, so doing the accounting end of it, working on quotes, along with the actual manufacturing of the real parts for the real companies here in Erie, Pennsylvania. So that's been an exciting part, not just the production, but also the whole business end of it, the students are able to formulate.
So they have an opportunity to see, especially when it comes to quoting something, that while there certainly are material costs and there are labor costs, there are some other costs, and which has got to be a really neat experience for the students.
Yeah, it really is. It's great to see the students, I guess, discuss and quarrel over what they think we should be pricing the product at, and sending that quote to the customer, and the customer comes back and says, no, we can't do it for that. So mm-hmm. Now we have to adjust, and where are we gonna cut to get our price down?
Sure. So. Well, as I had shared earlier in our discussion, you know, your open house this past week just absolutely blew me away. And while I certainly know you guys are open to showing, you know, what you've accomplished, could you please give our listeners just a sense, if you think back to day one when you opened up and when you guys were kind enough to invite me in to see what you started with, could you please share with our listeners how did it start? In other words, literally, I would almost describe it as the janitor's closet and some extra space that you had allocated. Could you please give our listeners a sense as to the beginnings? Because it's probably very similar to the way many of them started their business.
Yeah, we actually started with just a 3-axis milling machine, and we had a little press conference. After that press conference, we talked about where can we expand? This is such a great opportunity for our students. And we had some room down the hall that we relocated some of the other classrooms a little bit. And that space then provided us with the opportunity to put forth a renovation this summer and then bring in 9 CNC machines. So we have everything from live tool lathes to 5-axis milling. And I don't know of any high schools in the country that have 5th-axis milling machines. So that's really an exciting technology that differentiates us from maybe your traditional technology program at a high school.
Sure. I'm going to ask you to just try to kind of ballpark for our listeners, because I had the opportunity to see the space. But when you first started, if you considered that area where they would lay out the prints and then where you had the CNC machinery, can you estimate roughly how much square footage you guys started with? Real rough.
I think we're about 5,000 square feet is where we're at. That's today with our new renovation. And then previously with our metal shop and other shops, we were maybe around another 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
So we doubled our size, yeah. And obviously we want to continue that process. So we'll see what the future brings us.
Very cool. Can you give us a kind of a virtual tour, as if when somebody walks in, and I love the way you've got the facility set up for a flow. Give our listeners a sense as to when they walk in, what's the first thing they'll see, and then how they work their way through, kind of a virtual tour, if you will.
Sure. First thing you'll see when you walk in is our new computer lab area that we use kind of twofold. We use it for creating our CAD drawings and also our CAM files, but also we use that facility for generating our quotes for our companies and kind of a meeting space area. As you progress through the facility, then you get to a kind of a multi-purpose space where we have some really neat interactive technology, interactive whiteboard where the students can put drawings up and mark it up on the screen, but also some work tables there. There's also some 3D printing in that area. Just off that area, we have a new robotic welder. It's a Fanuc arm robotic welder that's coming to us with some TIG welding along in that area. And then we actually put a garage door there to allow us to have a big open area if we want it, or to close it off and kind of create this flexible space environment that's so important. And when you progress through that door, you get into our quality assurance area where we have a CMM machine and a Mitutoya vision camera system, along with our CNC lab, which has 8 CNC mills in that room, and our other CNC machine is in another lab area. So we have 2 lathes and then 6 CNC mills in that area.
So again, the flow is just really neat, and the level of technology that the students are working with, in some instances, is equivalent to, in some instances, it probably will exceed what some other facilities have. I was really surprised and very impressed to hear Mark Ramey from Welder Supply talk about the piece of welding equipment that you have. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that? Not that you had the equipment, but the fact that it's a prototype.
Yeah, so I think there's 30 being made right now. It is the first run that's being made over at Lincoln in Cleveland, and we'll be one of the first 30 in the country to have that Fanuc 10XI arm and robotic welding system. One of the neat things is we can actually take the welding head off, and we can put a gripper on the welding arm itself, and then we can use it to pick products out of the machines and automate, which is truly the future of manufacturing is that automation aspect. So that's really something we're excited about.
So this equipment isn't in other manufacturers. You guys are working your way through it right now and prototyping it for them and that sort of thing. Literally, they're ahead of the curve on this stuff.
Yeah, for that specific unit, we are. Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm aware of the fact that there are some area manufacturers and organizations that have been involved from day one. They put their trust in you because they saw the opportunity and they saw the potential. And not only did they get involved since day one, but they've been involved clear up through to today. So if you would please share with our listeners some of those companies that have been part of this success.
Sure. I think first off is NWIRC, Northwest Industrial Resource Center. They've been phenomenal in their support, their soft skills training for our students, and just anytime we have questions, they're there to help us through that process. Another great organization has been the Gene Haas Foundation. They've been phenomenal in their support. They provide scholarship opportunities for our students, and within the last 3 years have donated $30,000 just to our program to help our students. Going in with that is the Haas Automation Corporation. They've been phenomenal in our teacher training and providing all those resources that we need, along with Welder Supply right here in Erie for their help and support and training. Some of the other companies that have been involved, PHB and Red Dog on our advisory board and through placement of our students, FNS Tool locally here in Erie, Monott Plastics, Erie's Magnetics, Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, EFI Connections, Telerob USA, Advanced Welding Technologies.
Again, great companies. And the names don't surprise us because we hear them all the time, and wonderful members of the MBA, and they're involved with many of the efforts on our end as well. So kudos to them as they continue to support technical education. So, you know, in the end, Kyle, it all comes down to it's all about the kids and all about the students and tomorrow's workforce. And I love what you guys have done with respects to where it's located in the school right now. The fact that you've got some beautiful windows, some big doors that as the students walk by, they can see everything. Tell us about the students. How do they get involved? How many kids are participating? And do you have to start as a freshman or can you start as a senior? How's it work?
Sure. We mainly target juniors and seniors because that's 11th and 12th grade are in our current building. But if there was a sophomore that was really interested, we would also encourage their involvement. How do they get involved? It's actually just like a regular course they sign up for. So it goes through our scheduling guide and they sign up for that. But it's more of an internship structure where they have to do their interview questions and formal process through that along with working down in our facility. I think it is important to note, too, that it's not just the students working on machines, but we have the soft skill training also. So it's not just opening and closing doors on a CNC machine, but the interview questions and how to work with people and the business end of it. So it encompasses all aspects of business.
So are they able to work in the academy during the normal school hours?
Yes, it's during the school day, and we run all four blocks. We're on a block schedule, so we have four periods a day, and the students have the ability to come down for any of those blocks and also the term in which they come down for. So if they want to come down for a whole year, they can do that. If they want to come down for half a year or a semester, we can work with their flexibility there. And I think that's what makes us kind of unique. This year we had 22 students signed up for the program. Next year, we actually have 45 students that have signed up for the program already, which is extremely exciting for us.
Wonderful. Well, again, the manufacturers are willing to put their time as well as their money into the program, and it's evident the students are seeing the value. So kudos, an awesome job. I'm sure our listeners would always be curious to learn more. If they would like to come and take a look at the academy, take a look at what you've accomplished. I know there may not be students there during the summer, but how would they go about taking a look or learning more?
Sure. They can call the school, 814-835-5403. Or if they'd like to email me, they can do that also. My email is Buchholz, BUCHOLTZ, at mtsd.org.
Great. And if any of our members weren't able to pick up on that, or if they hear about it from somebody and they want to give us a buzz, we won't hesitate to share Kyle's information with you as well. So, Kyle, on behalf of our listeners and our manufacturing members, thank you for all the great stuff you guys are doing over there. I know some of these students are going to go right into manufacturing. Others are going to take those skills and apply them to other employers. So, again, on behalf of our members and on behalf of our audience, thank you guys for the cool stuff you guys are doing there. It's been a pleasure having you with us today, and we look forward to having you back again soon. My name is John Cray, and on behalf of the Business Today with the MBA on WPSE Radio, we thank you for joining us, and we're signing off. Have a great day.